from the University of Alaska at College. This is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
Listening to Paul Rosenthal, a violinist of Fairbanks, and Jean-Paul Biot, associate professor of music at the University of Alaska, as they prepare for a concert April 4th at the Alaska Land Civic Center in Fairbanks, sponsored by the Alaska Association for the Arts in Fairbanks. Jean-Paul, how much time do you spend in rehearsal for a concert like this one?
You mean with Paul?
Right.
We meet about first of all, as much as we can, as much time as we can. But let's say that on the average basis, we meet about every other day. And so I'd say anywhere around 10 hours a week on the average of joint rehearsing together.
How long would you spend in one session?
2.5-3 hours.
Paul, what was your background as a student of music?
Oh, I was at the Juilliard School from when I was a little kid. And then I went to Yasha Heifetz when I was 23. And now this year I've come up here. It's a pretty simple background.
What brought you to Alaska?
Well, I have a brother who lives here, and I've always liked the place. And I decided when I got out of school, I'd just live here for a while. So that's what I'm doing.
Jean-Paul, what...
When you say that he's got... It's a very simple background. He makes it very simple. It's a little richer than that. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that.
I thought I wouldn't bore anybody with all the boring details.
Oh, I know. I know.
Jean-Paul, what particular parts of the program are the most difficult?
For Paul, I would say that the entire program is difficult. For me, the pianist...
Beethoven, perhaps?
The Beethoven sonata, the third sonata in E-flat... that we will be playing in the semifinals, hopefully, is naturally by far the most difficult piece for the pianist. It's a sonata which is like all the piano sonatas, all the violin and piano sonatas by Beethoven, written equally for both instruments. But in the case of the third sonata, I would say that the piano part is really a very tough one.
Could you describe some of the other works that you'll be performing April 4th?
Well.
We have, of course, to play a good deal of Tchaikovsky since we're going to the Tchaikovsky competition, and the piece that we've just played is a Tchaikovsky piece, and we'll be doing another one, a slow one, and I'll be doing some Paganini caprices. We have the first movement of a Mozart concerto that we'll play, and a huge, outlandish fantasy on themes of Carmen, the opera.
Now you're entering the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. That's when this summer?
That'll be in the month of June. The whole month.
Yeah. The competition will be starting on the 7th of June. We're due to be in Moscow on the 4th, the 5th at the latest. Competition starting on the 7th and finishing officially on the 25th of June.
What is the status of this competition compared to others?
Well, I would say, and I think that Paul would agree with me, that this is probably, with the Queen Elizabeth International Competition in Brussels, this is probably the most important not only competition or festival, but probably the most important confrontation of musical talents and minds, actually, in the world.
Especially, of course, for an American, because ever since Van Cliburn won it in 1958, and he was the only American ever to win it, it's taken on a special significance for all Americans.
Thank you. We've been talking to Paul Rosenthal, a Fairbanks violinist who will this summer enter the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow, and Jean-Paul Biot, associate professor of music at the University of Alaska. This is Dean Warner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.